It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dan. Remember, Blake Shelton tickets free this morning at 7:40. Hey, Dano.
You know, on Facebook, whenever it's your birthday coming up, you know that the day of your birthday, you're going to have about a million messages on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. People like to comment and say things like that. And
well,
happy
now
birthday.
On Facebook, they even write out the message for you, so you have to do is hit send.
Yeah, no.
You know, don't bother.
That's what I like. I'll get like some messages on Facebook, and it always somebody even just go, what is it? HBD. I'm
HBD,
like, don't even bother,
don't
man. Like,
knock
come
it
on.
Off.
Add some sentiment to this. Like, Tig, miss those college days. Hope you have a good one. You know, something like that. Not HBD. That is so, that's like the thumbs up of birthdays, by the way. Like when somebody texts you a thumbs up, I hate that.
Or what do you like, a balloon emoji, cake emoji?
That's even something, right?
That's better than just HBD.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Facebook now even pre-writes out the message. I take all the effort out of it.
Remember when I used to change my birthday on Facebook? Like, and I did it for 3-4 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my birthday was January 10th, and then I got a bunch of messages. The next day, it was January 11th, and I just looked. It was all about me, just seeing how many people cared.
Are you one of the kind of people that the day after your birthday, you go back, you say, just want to take a minute here to thank all of you that took time out of your day to write on my Facebook wall for my birthday? It meant a lot to me.
It looks braggadocious to me. Like,
what is this braggadocious thing you think of all the time?
Well, when somebody's like, hey, I just want to thank for the hundreds of messages that I got. It looks like, okay, like you're so important. But I don't know. Maybe I should. There's something wrong with me, Daniel.
I do this thing, and I've done it now for about 20 years on Facebook. Whenever it's somebody's birthday, I always write, I-S on your birthday.
Yeah, I...
Cuss word
on your birthday.
Yeah. I've done it for so many years now that if I don't do it, people get offended now if I don't S on their birthday.
It's an honor for people to have you.
Not everybody gets S'd on their birthday from me. I remember one time my sister's grandmother, Nani, they call her, the sweetest lady ever. She's the biggest fan of whenever I S on somebody's birthday.
When you defecate on someone's birthday, she loves it.
The sweetest lady, Nani. She's like, when you do that, I love it so much.
<her day. laughs> It's 98.5 The Bull. Remember, Blake Shelton is coming this weekend to the BOK, and your chance to win 740 with the bullfight.
Segum, technology is amazing, Tig. I talk about my Apple Watch from time to time. My sister got an Apple Watch, and I was like, I don't really need that. And she's like, listen, I can't do without mine now. So I got one. I can't do without mine now. I've told you it has fall detection. I was walking my dog one day. He pulled me down an embankment. I landed so hard that I kind of saw stars, and I thought for a second I was going to pass out. And then my watch goes, zzz, I looked down. It said, we've detected a fall. Are you okay? And you scroll down. You say, yes, I'm okay. They're like, okay, well, we were about to send help.
But if you don't respond because you have been knocked out, they'll send help to you.
It'll contact whoever's in your emergency contact and call an ambulance and all that kind of thing.
And it knows where you are because of GPS?
Yeah. If I'm somewhere that's too loud that could harm my hearing, my Apple Watch goes, lets me know. Decibels are real high here.
Mm-hmm.
I was hiking with my mom in Alabama over Thanksgiving. And I was there with her, and I noticed her watch went off. I looked down, and it goes, we've detected a difference in your walking, the way you walk, like your gait and all that. Measure the steps. Says, you're probably going to fall down here in a year or so. Sure enough, she's at my sister's house 2-3 days ago. Fell down. Like on the porch or whatever. If that's how amazing this thing is, it can say, hey, we can tell by the way you're walking, you're not so steady on your feet. Probably going to fall down in the next 6 months
or so.
That
is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Wow. I didn't know it could do all that kind of stuff.
So I got one for my dad. We got one for my mom in hopes that they would wear these things in case there's a fall. You know, it detects changes in your health.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my dad won't wear it.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of the idea of almost like you a little bit. Like, I'm not going to fool with that anymore. He'd just rather not know. My mom has it. Thank God she hasn't started taking it off and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's such
a
good thing.
I'd like you to get one, but you won't do it.
Well, I don't like the thing is, and before I get there, is that my dad once fell and he could not get up. It, like he went into some kind of paralysis, and he didn't have that thing on, and he had to lay there for like 6 hours until his wife got home, and he was just laying on the carpet, could not move.
Yeah, and 6 hours is probably lucky in some cases. Imagine if she just went to work and the guy that got to lay there for a full 12 hours.
Or she went out of town or something, and
right.
He's doing for 48 hours. But the reason I think it would drive me crazy because it tells your heart rate and stuff too, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? And I kind of don't even want to know that stuff sometimes. Like, I don't want to go through my life just worried about my health all the time. Sometimes I got to put that in a drawer and put it away, or else I'm going to be in total misery all the time. And you said you were on a flight once, and you looked down, and your heart rate was like 160. See, I would have a heart attack right then.
Well, buddy, I was close to having a heart attack. There was severe turbulence on the flight, and there was a lady sitting next to me, and I go, man, ma'am, I'm really scared. I thought about trying to hold her hand, but then I was like,
she's a stranger.
Yeah, finally, I thought about maybe talking about it. I was like, man, I'm really scared. Look at my heart rate. It's like 150. She also had on Apple Watch, and she's like, yeah, mine's 70. I'm like, oh, shoot.
She wasn't scared at all.
But why don't you get one?
Because of that reason. I just don't want to know every single moment.
So if you look
moment.
Down and your heart rate is 120, what of it?
Well, then I'll get more nervous because I'm like, that's a high heart rate. And then it'll like, it creates a monster. Then it goes up to 140 because now I'm freaking.
Have you ever, since you're a fairly young guy, have you ever thought, maybe I don't have a lot to worry about with my health? Or is it always, when you think about it, you think doomsday?
I'm one of those guys that when I go get a blood test, those 3 days between the blood test and the results, I can't sleep. I'm just a wreck. And so in a way, I just don't want to know. They need to come up with a blood test that has instant results.
No, I told you they ought to, yeah, it should be instant results. And I think they probably have that. Here's the deal. Just charge me another, say, $75 to get this thing rushed.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it.
Yeah,
you?
I would too. Yeah, absolutely. For that type of peace of mind, it's definitely 7:40. Blake Shelton tickets are free for all for the Hall. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, I'm Tig, and there's Daniel.
I messed up and was telling you the other, was it last week or earlier this week, about the roulette strategy I found on TikTok. And yeah. Me and you, I was like, Tig, we've got to go to the casino and try this. And then I did the strategy. I ran it on like a thing online.
Yeah, a fake casino online.
And did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting all kind of pop-ups for these strategies.
Oh, you are. Now the computer thinks you're a problem gambler.
It's not really that. They, you know, these algorithms latch on to something they think you like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a lot of roulette strategies now.
Well, I told you the story about former President Trump has a Bible he's selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, go look at this. Because, I mean, he's got like a commercial for it. He's selling a Bible. And now you're getting all the Bible ads.
It's not even Bible ads. I went to LeeGreenwood.com to see this Bible that I guess he and Donald Trump have teamed up. It's a Bible with like the Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance. All that mixed up are all together in the one book. And now I'm getting all kind of, I think they think I'm really into politics now. They're like, Joe Biden's a clown. And I'm like, I don't like politics at all.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm getting all of, you know, they think that I'm
by the way,
a
like,
diehard guy now.
It's not necessarily related to this, but if you ever donate money to like any campaign, like they will not leave you alone. I mean, it's almost like I don't want to vote for that person anymore because every day I get a text. And maybe even 2 and 3 texts. It's like, hey, chip in $5 and it's going to put us over. Like, they just, like, anything you do online, they've got you then. And they know who you are and they're going to track you down and they try to, I don't know, man. It drives me nuts, that stuff.
I don't, the algorithm to me on Facebook used to be almost spot on. They would recommend things, but then they started getting a little too wacky with it. And I don't know why sometimes they send me stuff out of the blue, like, I was talking to somebody about a top one day, and then I got a Facebook ad that's like, "What? Looking for a high quality top?"
Top.
He's like, "Yeah, like the spin, the thing you spin."
Is there a low quality
top?
So
my algorithm thinks I'm a like super political guy that loves tops.
Mark Zuckerberg's like, "That's a weird dude right there."
Right, like, who even makes a $70 top?
That's so stupid.
Should I get one of those?
No, absolutely not. That's why you're in financial ruin. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Dano. This Saturday at the BOK, Blake Shelton's going to be there. But the big draw is that, Dano, you're going to be out there.
Yeah, I'll be standing out at the table while people are passing us by, walking in.
And Dano's got
this big event.
I don't know what this is going on with you, but you got some kind of new look going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got a mustache but no beard, and then you're growing the back of your hair out. You were wearing a baseball cap the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like if you took your hat off, that it'd be like an airbag. It would go poof.
It's my new 80s look, Tig. It's 80s for the ladies, curls for the girls. I will be sporting it this summer.
Okay.
I believe the other day I was panning. I can't be sure of this, but I passed Tess Monty in the hallway at work, and I think she laughed in my face on accident. I don't think she meant to, but she was like... Because it is a little jarring when you first see it.
Yeah, it's a different look. I haven't seen this since like 1982 or something. Mm-hmm. But Daniel is going to be there, and you can see Daniel's new look in person. And also, you know, Blake Shelton's going to be there, whatever.
I'm so desperate for attention, Tig, that if you come to the show and you stop by and see us at the tent, I'm going to give people like $10 gift cards.
Oh, to buy a drink or something
inside?
Yeah,
I'm so desperate for attention. That's what's happening. So
you got a bunch of $10 gift cards if you go see Daniel at the BOK right outside the doors. And go inside and buy yourself a drink on Daniel.
You don't have to do anything weird. Just stop by and say hello, and we just give you a gift card. Isn't that, that's terrible that I have to do that. I'm the wind beneath Tulsa's wings. People should be paying me to come say hello. But we're having to do the opposite.
But you're selfless because you're the wind beneath Tulsa's wings,
Mr. Tulsa, Mr. Humble.
Gotcha.
Stop by and see us.
$10
we have to pay you to stop and say hello.
Let's do this. What are we going to play today for the bullfight?
Today I've got famous villains, Tig. I will describe a very famous villain, and then you will identify the villain, get enough right, and you're going to win tickets. For example, if I said this famous villain, here's a sample question. Figure skater whose husband had Nancy Kerrigan kneecapped.
Tanya Harding.
Yes, and do you remember the name of the guy that did that?
Jeff Galooly.
That's right. You and Jeff Galooly, a lot of
similarities.
That's
what your look is.
Like, no, that's
your
look.
If you Google Jeff Galooly, that's what you're going for, apparently.
No. Well, I need to maybe change this look. 918-879-9898. 918-879-9898. Colors number 9 and 10. A good luck.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, now, we got tickets for you to see Blake Shelton, but the real draw is that Daniel has revealed some kind of new look or something.
Mm-hmm.
You got a mustache and you're growing your hair out.
Yes, I will debut my new 80s look this Saturday at the BOK Center. Blake Shelton's just going to happen to be there.
Are you going to be on rollerblades?
No, come on, buddy. Don't be ridiculous.
It's too bad.
On the phone, Ivory. You say you work for the Census Bureau. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what do you do the rest of the time when the census is not being conducted?
The census has about 15 ongoing surveys, so I'm working full-time every day, all the time.
Okay, so you could use a night out, in other words.
Absolutely.
All right, that's Ivory on line two. Gerald, how are you today? Gerald, what do you do for a living?
I'm pretty good. I'm an HR manager.
HR manager, is that correct?
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, I had told Tig I'd like to bring in a work whip, and that's a little tiny whip I keep in here. And if Tig makes me angry, I'll just reach over and just, you know, just a little lashing. Would that fly with HR?
Probably not.
You can't have
HR's
a work whip.
HR's the only one allowed to have a whip.
Oh, my goodness.
HR's the only one allowed to have a whip.
Fair enough. All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. These are very famous villains. I'll describe the very famous villain. Identify more than your competitor, and you win. We'll start with you, Ivory.
Okay.
He wants to suck your blood.
Who is Dracula?
You have to do it in the form of a question.
I kind of like that, though.
You could, though, but yes. Dracula is correct. Gerald, Gotham City's public enemy number one.
The Joker.
Joker is correct. We are tied up. Ivory, he tried to steal Christmas.
The Grinch.
Grinch is correct. Gerald, angel cast out of heaven for the sin of pride.
Lucifer.
Lucifer is correct. Ivory, biblical giant who battled David.
Goliath.
Goliath is correct. Donald.
Donald?
Gerald. What happened there? Gerald, she kidnapped Dalmatians for their fur.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil is correct. We are tied up 3-3. Ivory. Serial killer in Victorian London.
Oh, crap.
Go ahead, Tig. Help her out with that one.
Is that Jack the Ripper?
Jack the Ripper.
Yes!
Gerald. Haunts the dreams of the children on Elm Street.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger is correct. Ivory. Slug-like gangster who enslaved Princess Leia.
Oh.
that ugly guy. What was his name?
Oh, that was Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt. Gerald. He'll eat your liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter. And with that, Gerald has gotten 5. Ivory, only 3. Well, Gerald, you've got a decision to make now. You've just heard Ivory say that she could use a night out. But it's up to you. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Ivory?
I'm going to hold on to them. It's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see my 80s look. I agree, Gerald. That's what. How long have you been dying
Good
to see
job,
my
Dad.
80s look, Gerald?
Been for ever since you announced it.
Okay. Well, it is.
But you've got a question to ask me.
Oh, now I have to propose to Gerald.
Wait,
now?
Are we going
to
do that?
Yeah, I made him last time I won and made him or got him all right. I made him propose.
All right, well, let me now get down on my
so
knee.
Weird.
And Gerald, ask for your hand in marriage.
No, you.
No.
80s looking weirdos. No.
No, you 80s looking weirdos.
Now he's made me propose to him only to humiliate me and shame me. Well, all right, Gerald. Well, congratulations. You've won the tickets. Ivory, please don't be discouraged because you've still got another chance tomorrow.
I'll keep trying.
You keep trying, Ivory. If you guys could do me a favor, give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5.
98.5 is a bull.
So take me down the road. That's a little bit windy.
Downtown. But there's going to be a huge swing today. We're going to get to near 70, so... Good looking day. Hey, good morning, Dana. What's 98.5 The Bull?
I like to go to different restaurants around town. I like to see what's opening, what people are talking about. And I've discovered a place here, Ty, called Country Bird Bakery. Now, me and you got to get a job at this bakery.
Okay. Why?
Let me tell you these hours here. Monday, closed. A lot of places around here closed
on
Mondays, right?
I like that job.
Tuesdays, closed. Mm. Wednesdays, closed. Thursdays, closed. Fridays, closed. Saturday, 9 to 1. Buddy, we got to go get work there. That's one day.
Gig.
And you ought to see the reviews for this place.
What's it called again?
Country Bird Bakery. And I guess the things they are so good there, they only open one day a week. Open up at 7 o'clock in the morning or whenever it is. Let me see. I'm getting confused here. They open at 9, according to Google. Open at 9. Until 1 o'clock or until they sell out. People line up. If you get there right when they're open, there's still a line out the door. I guess they just make really good bread and stuff.
A bakery. I mean, they make bread. Do they have cupcakes? I mean, what else?
Yeah, I just went to countrybirdbakery.com. It looks like they make all this kind of stuff. And they also have a bread club you can join. Hey, now.
So they're only open on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
And they have like a store and everything?
Yeah.
So this isn't like some cart they roll out. I mean, they have like they're paying rent
right
for an entire month and only open on Saturday.
It looks like they also do some like workshops if you ever want to learn how to make sourdough bread and things like that. But I gotta admire these hours one day a week, and you gotta line out the door. They're doing it right, buddy. You should only buy bread one day a week, right?
I have heard of businesses that are so popular that they would rather shut down than put up with the stress of it all. You know what I'm saying?
Or,
and I don't know if this is the case for this.
Maybe not the stress of it all. Maybe the quality.
Uh-huh.
But whatever this bread must be the best bread on earth. You got to get your butt up one morning and go get us some of that bread.
Country Bird Bakery. This is on 3rd Street in Tulsa. All right.
Well, aren't you so curious?
Yeah, I am kind of curious.
What makes a man get up and get out of bed and go down there and line up before it opens to get a loaf of bread? It must be that delicious.
Even if it was an oil change place. And they say, we're only open on Saturdays from 9 till 1. I'd be like, that must be the best dang oil change in the whole world. So I would probably try to go there. There's something alluring about a place that only needs to be open a few hours every week.
What do they call it? Like I want something when I can't have it. Like, for example, there's no Crystal or White Castle here in Tulsa. And that means those sliders. Maybe you don't know what that
is, but
little tiny burgers.
Yeah.
You see, they sell them in Walmart or something. You can buy them frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And since we don't have one of those, I'm just dying to get my, every time I go out of town, I got to stop by a Crystal or a White Castle to try to get sliders. They're doing it right over there.
Yeah. They know if you offer something too often to somebody, they kind of lose, like, it's not as alluring anymore.
But also, maybe they're not offering it enough if it's only one day a week.
Well, you're talking about food, and I've got something I want to talk about related to food coming up if you'd like to hear it.
Okay, well, let's establish the bread pan, the plan. Somebody will go out there on Saturday. Should we pay somebody to go in that line?
Yes.
Oh, Daniel, don't get up till about 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturday.
I got baseball practice.
That's your business.
I can't go sit out there and wait for a muffin.
All right. All right, we'll figure this out. But what were you wanting to talk about?
Well, what I was going to say is on TikTok, there's a sandwich that's a frozen sandwich, and they say it tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, bull.
And I tasted it, and I'm going to give you my review if you'd like to.
Gosh, people are not even going to go into work now.
No, for real, like, if you could mimic a Chick-fil-A sandwich, wouldn't you want to do that? And it's like a fraction of the cost?
You've never given a food review, so I cannot wait to hear this.
I've got one coming up. The sandwich that some people claim tastes like Chick-fil-A is on the way on 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, you like Chick-fil-A. And on TikTok, there's these ladies, and a bunch of ladies get on, and they eat some kind of frozen chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That you can buy from Sam's Club, and they say it tastes just like the regular Chick-fil-A. And so my wife catches on to this, and she goes and buys a box of these chicken sandwiches. And you heat it up in the microwave or a toaster oven, whatever you want to do. And so if you ever crave Chick-fil-A, but you can't get to Chick-fil-A or it's Sunday, they say that this thing tastes just like Chick-fil-A, this chicken sandwich. Would you like to know about it?
Yeah, I've got the, you sent me a picture of it here, and you say you find this at Sam's Club.
Yeah, and this has gone viral on TikTok. And so you can get it at Sam's Club. But these people swear that it tastes just like Chick-fil-A. Alan Crone's with us from News on 6. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
You like Chick-fil-A?
Sure, yeah, I love it.
Your boy worked there for a while?
Yeah, summer. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have a connection to Chick-fil-A here. Anyway.
He said his son worked there, and if your family works there, you get half off Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, spectacular.
But I was telling Alan
that he doesn't work there anymore, so.
If your family really loves you, you get free Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, your son charged you?
Didn't work that way. So wait a minute, you're saying that this is from where? Sam's Club?
Sam's Club, and the chicken sandwich here is the Member's Mark Southern-style chicken sandwich.
No way.
Breaded chicken breast fillet sandwich.
Fillet?
With a little asterisk here with rib meat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what did you?
So here's the picture of it. It's in a red package.
Okay, I see it.
And this is a great honor for you, Alan, because this is the first time I've ever heard this guy give a food review.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't eat food.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you don't eat food?
Well, I only eat it to survive, but I'm not the guy who sits down and enjoys it. Like, I try to eat as fast as I can and then move on.
Wait a minute. Repeat that again. You don't enjoy food? Is that...
No.
Daniel, is that what we're hearing here?
If he could just take a tablet every day that would give him all of his nutrition and he not have to go through even the act of eating, he would do that.
Okay. All right.
Think about what eating takes, Alan.
So here's what happens. Dr. Phil is on at 4 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. All right.
Dr. Phil, this guy needs doctor now. Look at him.
You think about, like, how much time it takes to eat.
Sure.
And so people take lunch breaks, and that's lost productivity. And then, at night, then I got to eat, again, and I'm trying to get my kid to bed, and, like, it's a big old disaster when you have to eat.
Right.
So I don't really like it.
He doesn't like the act of eating with his family and wife and all that. But the thing is, Alan.
This is not right.
He's going to give us now a review of the Member's Mark chicken sandwich and whether or not it does taste similar to Chick-fil-A.
Here we go.
These ladies on TikTok, they swear by this, right?
All right. Well, what do you think?
And, they say it tastes just like Chick-fil-A. Some of the TikTok people went and got the Chick-fil-A sauce, which I think you can buy from Reese's, right, Daniel?
Well, the Chick-fil-A sandwich doesn't come with a sauce, but that's fine.
Well, whatever. They try to, mimic the Chick-fil-A experience. And I put this thing in the microwave, and I followed the instructions and, cooked the sandwich.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A.
I don't believe
it. No way.
I will say the texture is different because you warmed it up in the microwave.
Okay, well, it's not exactly the same at this point.
It's not as crispy.
All right, Ty.
However, the taste.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
We're going to have to put this to the test.
Yeah, I was about to say, why don't you bring these? When did y'all do that taste test thing y'all
test
do?
Taste test Tuesday.
Bring it for them Tuesday.
I'm telling you guys. And you know how Chick-fil-A, it's got a little bit of a pickle flavor to the
thing? Yeah, there's one pickle.
Right.
One pickle.
They've got that going on, too. And I'm telling you, this sandwich, what's it called again?
Member's Mark Southern Style Chicken Sandwich.
It's called a chicken sandwich, Doug.
And you can get 10 of them for $20. So it's a $2 sandwich, basically.
Buddy, can't be good for you, though.
I'm not saying it's good for you, but I'm saying if you want to know, like, you can totally mimic Chick-fil-A at your house.
Do you have one of these at your house?
Well, I ate one. I've got 9 left, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just come by and get one of those. I don't have a Sam's Club card. What good does this do me with no Sam's Club card?
I want to know if, Alan, will y'all do a taste test on the television
show? I think we could probably work it out, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not the person in charge of
just give us a yes or no.
I would love to, you know?
Is this too controversial, Alan, the chicken sandwich?
No, I don't think it's controversial. I just can't, like, you know, they don't let me make decisions.
I like helping mom and pops like Sam's Club sell sandwiches.
If you sneak them in up under the set in your suit jacket,
right?
And no matter what y'all are trying that day, yeah, like y'all will be like, okay, today we're gonna try potato chips.
Oh look,
and just say, wag your finger at the camera and say no sandwiches.
We're gonna do the chicken sandwich because Ty says this is what we got to do.
I swear, man, it's unbelievable how close it is. The texture's different because you know it's a microwave thing.
Yeah.
However, it tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A.
That's a bold statement.
So what are people, what are the public telling you about this? I mean, have you talked about this before? Is this the very first time
that
you've
talked? This is our inaugural talk about the chicken sandwich.
All right, well, maybe somebody will say something. I don't know.
All right, so Alan, I'm going to bring you a frozen chicken sandwich. You're going to warm it up in the Griffin Media microwave, and you're going to try it on the television.
Yeah, we'll think about it, right.
That sounds like a no.
A yes, yeah.
Coming up, Alan, we were talking about if you go to the BOK this Saturday, you get a chance to see Blake Shelton, but, you know, whatever. But really, you get to see Daniel's new look.
You know, I didn't want to say anything when I walked in, but it was like something, the fashion sense, there's something going on in this room. I don't know what it is.
It's like that Phil Collins song. There's just something in the air tonight.
Yeah,
whenever you see me.
I don't know what it is.
So we got a chance to see Daniel's new look.
Yeah.
But also, Alan Crone, you're going to be out and about. We're going to talk about something called the Weather Expo coming up, if that's all right.
Sure, yeah, we'll do it.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you were down here talking about the weather special.
Well, I can do all of that. Plus, everything. Chicken sandwich.
It's coming up.
We got it working. Got a pickle in the middle of it. I've been throwing down a whiskey.
Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. Alan Crone, you see him on your color televisions, News on 6, meteorologist. And he's here with us. Good morning, Alan. It's Tig and Daniel. Hey, Alan.
Hey there. Do you remember when you had black and white TV?
I do, and I remember that there was like two knobs on it.
Yeah, vertical, horizontal. Was that right?
Well, there was, something like that, but there was also like VHF and UHF.
Oh, yeah, VHF, UHF, yeah.
And when that came out, you were like, man, I've got more channels. That's awesome.
Wow.
And back in the day, before remote controls, I was the remote control.
Of course.
My mom said, turn it to channel 3, turn it to channel 6.
And how many channels did you have growing up?
Oh, man. At first, like, I remember that my dad would watch Dan Rather every night.
Uh-huh.
And then there was probably only two other options.
Yeah, I think we had, two or three in the house growing up. Until we got cable when I turned, like, 17. It was like, whoa.
That's wild.
Baseball on TV. That's crazy.
Yep, that's right.
Did you guys hear that?
What's that?
The sound of everybody under 50 turning off the radio. Oh, you two take a little trip down memory lane. You guys remember the Etch-A-Sketch? Good Lord.
Oh, damn.
How many knobs did your television have?
Like when Alan was a kid, Santa brought him a top to spin.
Yeah.
it was a good top.
Yeah. What's next, you two? Like controversial. Remember when televisions were made out of wood, had that wooden cabinet on it? You had to polish the TV?
And they had great speakers, didn't they, Tig?
But now you're on television.
Currently.
All the flat screens and the HD and all that.
HD.
You've matured. And we've got something coming up, don't we, Daniel, with Alan Crone?
Yeah, Ahead of the Storm, April 4th, 6:30. That's next.
Was it Thursday?
Is that next Thursday?
I believe that's correct.
Well, I'm glad you came prepared. Yeah, next Thursday.
I think it's correct.
Well, what's going to happen on Ahead of the Storm?
Well, it's when we talk about the Ahead of the Storm. You know, we do this almost every year. Give you a little update of what we're working on for the spring storm season. Travis does this big forecast, kind of takes a look at the pattern and gives a little synopsis, a snapshot of what it may look like in terms of, you know, how many days or spring storms that we could deal with. There's a couple of other things that we're working on. You remember, obviously, the Father's Day storm, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I went and talked to a sweet lady that is still dealing with the aftermath of that Father's Day storm. Her house is basically still, it's like it's under construction.
Still?
Still at this date. And it may not be finished for, you know, another 2 or 3 months. And so we're going to give you an update on basically people still recovering from the Father's Day storm.
Kind of like a little refresher, too, I'd imagine. Tyke, when you were younger, I don't know where this came from, but in my head somewhere, I got it. They used to tell us, they said, if there's a tornado coming toward your house, you need to open some of the windows so it doesn't explode from pressure.
Yeah.
Now, is that true?
Well, they discovered that it's actually the tornado that blows the windows out, you know.
Oh, okay.
But no. So that was, you know, one of those things back in the day. It's mm-hmm. like, well, if a tornado's coming, you got to open the windows to equalize the pressure. Because, you know, when a tornado comes by and it blows your house down, it's like, well, the reason it blew the house down is because of the tornado. Yeah.
Well, there's 7-year-old Daniel running toward the glass to try to open up the window.
Yeah,
thank God, like, we know better now.
It was futile. Yeah, you know, my brother came to town to visit me, Alan, and he was, and I live in Midtown, and I live close to St. John Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I used to not be able to see that hospital. Now I can see it clearly.
Because
everything got just ripped down.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's important to pay attention to what might happen in the spring with the storms as things heat up and all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you know, a lot of times, especially around here, storms can impact the area during the overnight time period. So we're also on that program on April the 4th. We're going to take a look at some new technology that will help some of our trackers to be able to see a little more clearly at night with some new technology that we'll be talking a little bit more. So there, again, just kind of file that away. That's April the 4th, 6:30. It's right
one
after
week
the newscast.
From today.
There you go.
And News on 6.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, Tyke, when you were in school, if there was a tornado, we had to sit in the hallway and put our head between our legs? Could you, at this point in your life, do that now as a 40, 50-year-old man?
I just have to take the tornado at this point.
You can no longer bend over to...
Yeah, I can't do that.
And we had to get out there in the hallway, and they'd say, all right, everybody, put your head between your legs. And
right.
they'd say, I said your legs, Daniel.
Oh, my goodness gracious. God. Were you that guy in school?
You're an idiot.
You were that guy, weren't you?
Okay, so we'll learn all about what might be to come this spring mm-hmm. with Travis Meyer, Alan Crone, and the rest of the crew. 1 week from today, News on 6. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. Josh Turner, tickets free right now. And Daniel, we're going to play a game.
Today's game, Ty, is called Things That Are Bad. All the answers to these questions have the word bad in them. I would like to introduce you to Brooke. Just dropped your kids off at school out in Coweta. How are you this morning, Brooke?
I am great.
Helping Brooke today will be News on 6 meteorologist Alan Crone.
Hey, Brooke.
Brooke, meet Alan Crone. And in honor of Alan Crone, I'd like you to give me at least 20 seconds of horn blow. Just lay on the horn for about 20 seconds for Alan Crone this morning.
Better not do that. Don't do it.
I'm in my neighborhood. I don't think people would appreciate
just
that.
Just give us a few beeps then, please, in honor of Alan
okay.
Crone. Here we go.
Oh.
There you go. There you go. Keep it going.
Great.
Yes.
No, okay. She's going to get in trouble.
Enough tomfoolery, guys. Let's get down to business. All the answers have the word bad in them. If you need help from Alan Crone, you'll say, Alan, Alan, I need your help. You made a vow. And then Alan will help you with the question.
Okay.
You got it?
Daniel.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Right. Question number one. Don't forget, all the answers have the word bad in them. A 2007 Jonah Hill movie.
Oh, Alan, Alan, I need your help.
You made a vow. You have to say you made a vow.
You made a vow?
Okay. Yeah. But...
All right, Alan,
man, I don't have any idea. This is a 2007 movie yeah.
with Jonah Hill. It's a super movie.
Really?
And it has the word bad in it.
Okay.
Isn't it super bad?
It is super
yeah,
bad,
yeah. How about that?
All right.
Nice
there
job.
There you go. Not even without Alan Crone's
help. That's spectacular.
Help.
You got it.
All right, this is another word for halitosis.
Bad breath?
Bad
Ring
breath
the bell,
is correct.
Tag. Spectacular. All right, you're 2 for 2. You're doing great here.
Brooke, this is a racket sport. Racket
Badminton.
Sport. Badminton is correct.
Just give her the tickets right now. She's got it going on here. Tig, what do you think?
I wouldn't mind, but I like learning stuff, so yeah. I do like the questions.
At least Tig enjoys my contests, Alan. Thank you. I don't come out there and rush you through that forecast every morning.
What are you saying? I mean, she's clearly, she's going to win.
Brooke, he's better than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog.
Alan, I need your help. You made a vow.
She's right on, isn't
right,
she?
Right, yes.
Okay, that would be Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Cool. I would have missed that one.
That's a Jim Croce song.
Yeah, years ago.
You should see Alan's face light up at the mere mention of Jim Croce.
Years ago when the TVs were black and white. Isn't that right, Ty?
That's right.
All right. How about Shot Through the Heart and You're to Blame, Darling, You Give Love?
A Bad Name.
A Bad Name.
She's right on.
And finally, last one. Get all these right, and you've gotten every single one correct. This is the enemy of Little Red Riding Hood.
The Big Bad Wolf.
Big Bad Wolf. And with that, Brooke, you've gotten every single one right. You know what that means, don't you?
You asked me to marry you.
Nope. In this particular situation, Alan Crone will now get down on one knee.
What?
He must file from divorce from his wonderful wife.
Wait a
and
minute.
Now he would like to ask for your hand in marriage. Brooke, will you please marry?
Wait.
News Zone 6 meteorologist Alan Crone.
Daniel, I had no idea this was part of the deal here. Brooke, did you know this was part of the deal?
Well, it's usually Daniel, I think, who asked, or Ty, one of the two. But apparently you're the guest of honor today.
Well, here's the deal, okay? I'm married, Ty's married. Daniel, however, is not married.
Alan,
plus,
you're going to get a divorce this very instant and ask this lady to marry you. Do the right thing.
Plus, he has a new haircut. He's got a new look. He's so very fashionable.
Oh.
Have you ever seen Daniel?
You know, I have not, but I am married for almost 6 years.
Good
and
for
we
you.
Have five kids, so that would be a lot.
Five kids? I ain't marrying you. That's
you could have two husbands and five kids.
I'm happily married. So.
Good for you. I am too. So we'll call it a day.
Oh. Yes. Well,
at least you're going to go see Josh Turner.
Love is not in the air, but Josh Turner winning is in the air. So it all worked out.
Josh Turner at the Hard Rock Live inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. August 15th, you're now qualified to win the Live Live experience. You'll get to stay there at the Hard Rock Casino. And you could possibly win dinner for two at McGill's on 19. What do you think about that?
Ooh, I love it.
Give us a little bit more of that horn blow. Yes. Yes. All right, Brooke, stay on the line and do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
I often wonder about artists, Tig, what their favorite song is they've ever recorded. I'm sure there are artists out there that have songs they're probably tired of singing and some they probably love.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney was on a podcast recently, and they asked him, what is your favorite Beatles song?
Is it Hey Jude?
It is not. This is going to be kind of anticlimactic because I've learned his favorite song from the Beatles, but I don't know the song.
Oh, no.
So, if there's like a huge Beatles fan, they might know, but you predicted it would be Hey Jude.
Or While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Paul McCartney's favorite song from the Revolver album. Here's a clip.
1, 2, 3. To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of her.
That song.
I like it. This is kind of the first time I'm hearing it, I hate to admit, but it's called Here, There, and Everywhere. Paul McCartney's favorite song from the Beatles.
At least with the Beatles, they have this huge catalog, and so they get to sing, but imagine what the one-hit wonders feel. You know, they probably kind of like to have a hit, but they have other music that nobody's ever heard, but when people go to the concerts, all they want to hear is Ice, Ice, Baby.
Buddy, still, one-hit wonder, you don't ever have to work again, you know.
Funky Town's a one-hit wonder. My Sharona, Come On Eileen.
What are you going into One Hit Wonders for when I tell you the favorite Beatles song? And then
because
you tell
at least he has like a lot of songs he can sing. But, you know, that if you went to a concert with Paul McCartney and he sings Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or whatever, at least he's got other stuff. But there's some One Hit Wonder bands that they only come for that one song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They must get so sick of that.
I think the Beatles, when you listen to their very, very early stuff, it's pretty simple. They probably enjoyed getting able to take flight a little bit. You know, in the beginning, it was just like, I want to hold your hand. They say that like 50 times. Then he gets, like, later on in their career, they could do whatever they wanted.
More complicated.
And so then he enjoyed his favorite song, Here, There, and Everywhere.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you like, is Garth Brooks, does he like Friends in Low Places?
It's probably not his very favorite Garth Brooks song, I wouldn't imagine.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. Toby Keith, good morning, Daniel.
Identify this song, Tig.
That's, you hear it sometimes during the seventh inning stretch of the baseball games. Take me out of the ballgame.
That's right. It's opening day, isn't it?
It is, you know.
I thought you'd be all excited. You used to love baseball.
No, I do. I am obsessed with baseball. It's kind of a weird opening day, though, because they have already had a game.
Excuse me? They had games before the opening day?
Yeah, they had a game already.
What?
They had one. They did a game in South Korea with the Dodgers and the Padres about a week ago. Remember I told you there was a bomb threat and all that?
Yeah.
So they had like a soft opening, and now I guess it's the grand opening of baseball today.
Buddy, you guys need to let me take over Major League Baseball. I'll fix all these problems you're having.
What problems are you talking about?
Game's too long. You got too many games. You're going to have about 10 games a year. You're not going to play 400 games.
Do you remember, like, it's almost like a dream, but do you remember during the pandemic that there was nobody in the crowds and they put cardboard cutouts of people?
Right.
Isn't that a weird thing to think about when you look back?
You baseball fans do weird stuff.
And they only played 60 games that whole year. And so that was an abbreviated season. So that's something you would like.
I can fix you guys.
Okay.
You do about one game every week or so. You don't have to do five a night or five games a week. Every like, say, one in 100 balls will be called the goober. And it when you hit it, it explodes. And everybody's like, this is the goober. It could be the goober.
You should be the, you're kind of
really
like the
should.
Savannah Bananas guy where he like makes people go out there in stilts and stuff like
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you love wondering if one pitch in every 100 is going to be the goober and it does and then it explodes and it's just slime.